Today we're going to be continuing to look at our theme for the year, and that is being conformed to Christ's image. And today we're going to talk a little bit about what it means to live for God and to pursue holiness in our lives.
今天我们继续来分享教会今年的主题效法基督，所以我们今天来看一下啊，这个效法基督的意思是什么，以及我们要怎么样过一个效法基督的生活。
And the theme verse that we have for this year is Romans 8:29. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son.
我们今年的主题经文在罗马书八章二十九节。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
I spoke a couple of weeks ago on pursuing godliness.
几周以前我们谈过追求圣洁，追求属神的品格。
And I highlighted a book by Brother Jerry Bridges.
我们推荐了一本书是 Jerry Bridges 写的。
And the book that he wrote is called Practicing the practice of godliness.
这本书的名字叫操练敬虔。
And so we learned a little bit about godliness.
我们谈到了一点属神的品格。
And godliness means putting on the character of God.
它的意思就是我们要穿上属神的品格。
Living in a manner that Jesus lived.
我们要像基督那样生活。
And displaying more and more in our lives the fruit of the Spirit.
我们的生命里边要流露出越来越多的圣灵的果子。
Love, joy, peace, patience, self-control.
有仁爱、喜乐、和平。
And we also examine the verse of Paul urging Timothy to have nothing to do with irreverent silliness, rather train yourself for godliness.
我们也看到了保罗给提摩太的一句话，在提摩太前书他说要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话。在敬虔上操练自己。
And just as an athlete trains for whatever sport they may be preparing for to compete in,
就像运动员，他们如果要去比赛，就必须训练。
So too, we're called to take initiative in our lives to train for the sake of godliness.
所以，如果我们要有属神的品格，也要主动的去操练。
And we need to do that in our own lives.
我们要在自己的生命当中操练。
But also, we need to encourage our families.To serve the Lord.
我们也应当鼓励自己的家庭来服侍神。
And we can do that through a variety of spiritual disciplines.
我们可以用各种各样的操练的方式。
Such as worship and devotions, prayer and fasting.
比方说来敬拜，默想，祷告，禁食。
And today we're going to look at the corresponding characteristic to the pursuit of godliness.
我们今天来看一个与追求属神品格有关的问题。
And that is the pursuit of holiness.
就是要追求圣洁。
So this is actually a really good twin pack of books by Jerry Bridges.
这两本书是 Jerry Bridges 写的，好像是孪生兄弟一样的。
Because in seeking to practice holiness, we're seeking to put off sin.
当我们追求圣洁，就是意味着我们要脱去罪。
And in practicing godliness, we're encouraged to put on Christ.
追求敬虔就是要穿上基督。
But holiness, we will see, what is more about putting away our sinful tendencies.
但是更多的是要讲到我们要与罪弃绝。
And live a life pleasing to God.
要过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
Pursuing holiness is critical to our walk with God.
在我们与神同行的过程当中，追求圣洁是很重要的。
Because all of us face temptations and the urge to sometimes sin and fall.
因为我们都会面临试探，有时候好像要跌倒。
And this can even happen sometimes to famous pastors, men of God.
就算是一些有名的牧师，我们称为属神的人，他们也会面临试探，会跌倒。
In the English-speaking world, there is a pastor by the name of Pastor Tullian.
在有一个英文牧师，他的名字叫 Tullian.
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 Yes, his last name is Trevijan.
他的姓是叫 Trevijan.
It sounds like a C-H, but it's spelled with a T. But this guy's famous preacher.
他是一个有名的讲员。
He has been the pastor of a large mega church in South Florida called Coral Ridge Presbyterian.
他是一个大型教会的牧师，是在佛罗里达，叫做珊瑚吉长老教会。
He's written books and he's a very popular conference speaker.
他写了书，也是大会很受欢迎的讲员。
And he's probably most well known for being the grandson of Reverend Billy Graham.
但是他最有名的是呢，可能是大家知道他是 Billy Graham 的孙子。
And just a couple of weeks ago, it hit the news that he was under discipline from his church.
可是几周前我们看到新闻说他们的教会正在对他进行管教。
Apparently his marriage was a mess.
因为他的婚姻一团糟。
And he had sought comfort in another woman.
所以他就开始和另外一个女人发展婚外情。
And so the elders of the church suspected something was wrong, and so they confronted him about it.
所以教会的长老觉得问题有点不对，所以他们就去质问他。
And he confessed, and hopefully this can be the beginning of a restoration process in his life.
Yeah, 他承认了，我们希望这是他认罪悔改的一个开始。
But when I heard the news, it really shocked me because he was a man who I really viewed as a person who sought after God with his whole heart.
当我听到他的消息的时候，我非常震惊，因为我一向都把他看作一个追求神心意的人。
And his failing actually has caused, at least in the English-speaking world of pastors, start a real discussion.
正是因为他的这个堕落的事情，就引发了这个英语世界很多。说英语的这个教会界的一场讨论
about how healthy it is for pastors to actually lead large churches.
大家讨论的议题就是一个牧师来领导一个超大型的教会，这样对一个牧师的属灵是不是真的有益处呢？
He probably pastored a church 5,000, 10,000 members.
他的教会可能有5,000到1万会员。
And in that kind of setting, the pastor is more of a CEO.Celebrity than a pastor.
如果当你的教会有这么大的时候，一个牧师就变得更像一个执行总裁，或者是像一个名人，而不是一个牧师。
Many members of his church would never even see him on a Sunday because they may just see him in another sanctuary somewhere on a screen preaching.
他的会员甚至都看不到他，因为他可能在另外一个地方。然后他们就看到他在屏幕上讲道。
And with his falling and several other mega churches.Megachurch pastors having some failings, there's just a discussion, is this really good for pastors?
因为这个牧师跌倒，还有一些其他的大型教会的牧师也跌倒，所以人们就开始反思说，一个，我们是不是真的一个大型的教会对牧师是好的？
Now this of course doesn't excuse anything that he did.
当然这个超大型的教会不能够成为他跌倒的理由和借口。
But I think it also, helps us to reflect on our own lives.
但是这也帮助我们来反省自己的生活。
Are there sins and temptations that we might be susceptible to?
我们是不是也面临一些试探，也容易会很有可能会跌倒呢？
And that is why pursuing holiness is such a critical need for each of us.
这就提醒我们说，追求圣洁是何等的重要。
Today we're going to focus on 1 Peter 1:17.
今天我们要看的经文是彼得前书一章十七节。
But I'd like to read some of the verses preceding to give us a little idea of the context.
我们先读一下这些经文前面的几节经文，让大家了解上下文。
And the Apostle Peter writes, "But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, 'Be holy, because I am holy.' Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear."
那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心，度你们在世寄居的日子。
I actually preached on verses 15 and 16 earlier this year.
今年早些时候我们讲过第十五和十六节。
At least in the English congregation.
是在英文堂讲的。
And we talked a little bit about what holiness means.
我们谈了一点点圣洁的意思。
John Piper gives a good definition.
John Piper, 对圣洁有一个很好的定义。
He says holiness has a root idea in the Old Testament of being separated from what is defective and evil and separated for God.
他说在旧约当中，圣洁的本意是指与那些有瑕疵的、邪恶的分开，然后使你自己能够归于神。
So there are several areas, examples of what it means to be separated to God.
所以我们可以从几个方面来看啊，圣洁是什么意思。
And so the Sabbath is separated unto God.
所以安息日是圣洁的。
God separated the Sabbath, He called the Sabbath the seventh day of rest and blessed it and called it holy.
神把啊第七天跟其他天分开，所以我们能够在这天来啊
敬拜他。And in the Sabbath we are separated from the pursuits of other days and dedicated to the Lord.
所以安息日呢是把它跟这一周其他天分开，这一天只归于神。
Priests are holy to the Lord. Priests are holy to the Lord. Set apart from ordinary pursuits and dedicated in a special way from God.
Yeah, 他们也是啊，与其他人分别开来，归为神。
And even objects, things can be holy to the Lord.
啊，甚至有一些东西也能成为圣洁，归为神。
Set apart from their ordinary use and used and dedicated to God.
因为他们不会用于日常的用途，而这个用途只是归给神的。
And so, especially in the Old Testament, there was lots of chalices and plates and different types of things that they used in the service of the temple.
呀，特别是在旧约当中，有各种各样的祭坛和盘子是用在啊献祭的时候用的，所以他们都是分别为圣，归给神的。
And those were consecrated unto God.
所以他们都是啊已经被洁净了。
And in the New Testament, we see that we as believers are set apart for God.
所以我们作为基督徒也知道，我们是啊归神为圣的。
We need to be set apart from the world and seek the Lord.
我们应当与这个世界分别开来，追求神。
We need to live by God's standards, not the world.
我们应当啊效法神的标准，而不是这个世界的标准。
God isn't calling us to be perfect, but to be distinct from the world.
神呼召我们不是要我们做一个完美的人，而是要我们做一个与世界分别的人。
Famous pastor theologian Oswald Chambers captures well why holiness needs to be a priority in our life.
Yeah, Chambers 他曾经解释过为什么圣洁应当成为我们生命的一部分。
He writes, the destined end of man is not happiness nor health, but holiness. God's one aim is the production of saints.
Yeah, 他说人所命定的归宿不是快乐，也不是财富，而是圣洁。神的目标之一就是要塑造圣洁的人。
And I think this is a word that at least the American church needs to hear.
我想这至少是美国教会应当听到的一个信息。
Because most people are concerned about their happiness and well-being and success.
Yeah, 因为人我们都很关心自己是不是快乐，是不是成功，是不是过得好。
And it's not that God doesn't have a desire that we experience those things.
Yeah, 并不是说神不希望我们经历这些。
But His main desire in our lives is that we may be holy as unto God, set apart for Him, totally dedicated unto Him.
而神最大的心意是我们能够啊分别出来归他为圣。
Now we're going to go through verse 17 now, and we're going to look and see that some of the motivations that we can have in being holy.
现在我们来看一下十七节，看一下我们怎么样能够成为圣洁。
And so this first part of the verse it says, since you call on a father.
经文的第一部分说，你们既称他为父。
Now this is actually a radical concept.
这是其实是一个很戏剧性的观念。
Calling God your father.
称神为你的父亲。
It's something that we as Christians, something that we live and breathe, praying to our Father in heaven.
我们作为基督徒好像都习惯了总是说对跟天上的父神祷告。
But most religions of that time and even our time didn't have a concept of God as being personal, as being someone like a father.
但是其实在当时的宗教里边很少有人会称神为父，即便是今天也很少有这样的概念。
Maybe God was seen as a force or maybe he was a judge.
有的宗教把神看作一种力量，有的把它看作一个审判官。
In Judaism, they didn't call God Father.
在犹太教里边，他们也不称神为父。
This was introduced by Jesus.
呀，这个把神称作父亲是耶稣以后才有的。
And actually, the name that God introduced Himself to the people through Moses was the word Yahweh or Jehovah.
其实，甚至当神在通过摩西向他的子民显明自己是谁的时候，他也说自己的名字是亚威或者叫耶和华。
But Jewish people, even today, the more Orthodox Jews don't use that word because they regard it as too holy.
但是今天正统的犹太人仍然不敢称神的名字，因为他觉得神的名字太圣洁。
And so rather they use the word Lord or Adonai in Hebrew.
所以在希伯来语里面，他们只称神为主。
But Jesus arrives on the scene and begins calling God Father.
可是基督来了，他就开始称神为他的父。
Now we see here that our Father loves us much like an earthly father would love their children.
神爱我们就好像地上的父亲爱我们一样。
God loves us, cares for us, and wants to be in a relationship with us.
神爱我们关心我们，希望跟我们有一个关系。
And actually, this relational aspect is key to understanding what holiness is.
我们要了解圣洁的意思，那了解跟神的关系是关键。
It's a crucial understanding to holiness.
这是了解圣洁的意义的关键。
Dr. Joel Scandrett writes, prior to any consideration of morality,
Dr. Joel 这样写
Biblical holiness describes the unique relationship that God has established and desires for His people. This relationship has moral ramifications, but it precedes moral behavior.
他说我们在考虑圣洁的定义之前，先要想到圣经当中的圣洁。它指的是神跟他的子民所建立的一种关系，这种关系是神所设立的，也是神所渴望的，是一种独特的关系。那这种关系带来道德上的后果，但是呢，这种关系是先于一切的道德行为的。
To be sure, the meaning of holiness has a strong connotation of moral purity.
所以我们想到圣洁和道德上的洁净是有很紧密的关系。
But it speaks of this.Purity in the context of a relationship.
但是这种圣洁，它的上下文是一种关系。
To be set apart, dedicated to God.
是要我们分别出来，将自己归给神。
To belong to God.
属于神。
And this is highlighted in the verse in Hebrews 8.
我们在希伯来书八章里面也看到这样一节经文。
And this is highlighted in various parts of Scripture.
也在圣经其他地方可以看到。
And God says, "I will be their God, and you and they will be my people."
神说我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
This verse in Hebrews speaks of being in a covenant relationship with God.
所以这节经文讲到我们和神之间有一种立约的关系。
A relationship that we see indeed indicates holiness, where He initiates holiness.
我们看到这样的关系里边是神先来设立了圣洁。
Because in this verse, prior to this verse, it says, I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts.
因为神说我要把律法放在他们的心上，把律法写在他们的心板上。
And so God seeks for us to grow in Him by writing His law in our hearts that it's not just words on a page, but that it's words that we live out.
神希望说将法律给我们不只是写在纸上，乃是写在我们的心板上，这样我们就能够因着他的话而成长。
Now the second phrase here is, since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially.
第二节经文就讲到说，神是不偏待人的，是按照每人的行为来判断我们的。
Okay, now you'd expect a picture of a judge here, but instead it's a picture of an auto accident.
大家以为可能会要看一个法官的照片，可是我这里给你们看到的是一个车祸现场的照片。
And the reason that I put this up is that I was actually in an auto accident on Friday.
我给大家看是因为我上个星期五真的遇到一场车祸。
I came up to an intersection and Grace started screaming at me that I was running a red light.
我通过一个路口的时候 ，Grace 在旁边开始尖叫起来，因为我闯红灯了。
And I hit my brakes and I hit another person's bumper.
我踩了刹车，可是车还是撞到另外一个人的后。
And so fortunately, we're okay. The other car was okay, and the damages seem minor.
很幸运的是，我们人没有受伤，这个车的损坏也不是很大。
But it really got me to think that life is fragile.
但是这个车祸就让我想到我们的生命真的很脆弱。
And that circumstances can change in an instant.
我们的环境可能瞬间就会改变。
An accident, a diagnosis, a death of a loved one.
啊，一次车祸，一次诊断，啊，一个所爱的人过世。
All these are experiences that can turn our lives upside down.
所有这些经历都能够在瞬间将我们的世界颠覆。
And so it really got me to think, are we ready to meet God in the end?
这就让我想到，我真的准备好了要最后去见我们的主吗？
Are we living our lives wholeheartedly for God?
我们的生活是不是全心全意的献给神了？
Because we do see that God is a judge and he will judge each of us impartially.
因为我们在这节经文看到神说他确实是审判官，他在将来要审判我们每一个人。
Now the Bible speaks of two judgments.
啊，圣经里边提到两种审判。
And one is a judgment of salvation.
一个是关于救恩的审判。
And for those of us who have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we can have assurance that indeed God will accept us into his kingdom.
如果我们已经接受了耶稣的救恩，那我们就有确信说将来神要接我们到天国里面。
He saves us not on the basis of deeds done in righteousness, but according to our faith in the Son of God.
他拯救我们不是因为我们的义的行为，乃是因为我们相信他儿子耶稣基督的救恩。
But there's also a judgment of how we lived our life as a believer.
但是还有另外一个审判，就是我们是怎么样过自己的生活。
And so that's alluded to and talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
在哥林多前书三章我们可以看到这样相关的经文。
And the Apostle Paul writes, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light.
保罗说若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造个人的工程必然显露因为那日子要将它表明出来
And the verse continues it says it will be revealed with fire and the fire will test the quality of each person's work
这个经文继续说有火要把它显明出来这火要试验个人的工程怎
样 And so when we stand before God, he will test our attitudes and actions and our utilization of our gifts and talents in this life.
所以我们站在神面前，神要审判我们的言语、我们的行为、我们的态度，我们怎么样使用自己的恩赐。
And those things that we did for the Lord out of a pure heart,
如果我们是用洁净的心来做
will remain.
我们就可以站立得住。
But those other things will burn up if we sin before the Lord or had bad attitude towards things. Those things will be burned up in the fire.
但是如果我们所做的是不是神所喜悦的，那这一切所做的都要被火烧灭。
But nonetheless, the Apostle Paul emphasizes we will be saved.
但是不管怎么样，保罗还是强调说我们仍然会得救。
And so this urges us, Peter urges us to be ready.
所以彼得鼓励我们说要做好准备。
He also urges us to live out our time as foreigners.
彼得也鼓励我们说我们在这个世上要像一个寄居的人。
We as followers of Jesus are indeed all foreigners to the societies and cultures that we live.
基督的门徒对这个世界而言确实就是一个寄居的人。
America has been shaped by a large degree by Christian values and biblical values.
美国这个国家它的根基很多是来自于圣经的教导。
But we're not in the end a Christian country.
但是我们 In the end
we're not a Christian country.
但我们不能称为一个基督教国家。
Sometimes people that I'll meet from other countries will talk about some of our politics in America.
有时候从外国来的人会谈论美国的政策。
And they'll think, how can you do that? You're a Christian country.
他们常常会说，你们怎么可以做这样呢？你们不是基督教国家吗？
But I would say our country is drifting further and further from biblical truth.
而我个人认为，我们这个国家离基督教越来越远了。
And recent court decisions, such as the latest one that ratified gay marriage, shows how far we're drifting from that truth.
就像最近最高法院刚刚通过的一个法案啊，允许同性恋婚姻合法，这件事就清楚地表明我们离基督教有多么的远。
And there's many illustrations both around the world and here of how we as Christians are living as foreigners when we rub against the culture that doesn't appreciate us or seeks actually for our demise. So we'll just go on, and we'll see that in China, we have, I don't know if you read this recently, this is in the news.
我们来看看最近关于中国的一个新闻。
And in one of the provinces, I guess must have been the local provincial leaders, decided that they wanted to take official action against churches.
Yeah, 所以就是在有一个地方当地的那个领导决定要对教会采取行动。
Now, of course, these would be three self-official government churches.
这是一个三自教会。
But nonetheless, these officials wanted to teach Christians a lesson, I suppose.
对，我想他们可能决定要给那个教会一个教训。
And so they began taking down the crosses on all the churches.
所以他们就把那个教堂顶上的十字架撕下来。
In one particular case, they couldn't get it down, and so they actually tried to blow up the cross on top of the building.
他们当时没有办法拆下来，所以他们甚至决定就直接把这个十字架炸掉。
Now, I'm not an engineer, but I don't think that's probably the best way to go about things.
我不是工程师，但我也想这个大概不是最好的办法。
Also, we've seen in Africa, in Niger, and Nigeria, and parts of Iraq, Christians undergoing intense persecution.
我们也在其他地方看到基督教、基督徒受到迫害，比方说非洲、尼日利亚，还有像伊朗这样的国家。
And so last year, Pastor Wong reported the church in Niger and how many of their church buildings across the region were burned and destroyed.
Yeah, 黄牧师跟我们分享去年呢，尼日的一些基督徒教会的教堂被烧毁。
And so these parts of the world, I'm sure the believers really feel that they're living as foreigners.
所以我想那些地方的基督徒一定会体会到，他们活在这个世界上只是一个寄居的。
But even in America, we're beginning to experience more, at least a milder forms of persecution.
但是即使是在美国，我们也开始感受到一些迫害。
After the gay marriage ruling, this particular priest, Father Jonathan Morris,
在那个同性恋婚姻法案通过以后，这个牧师
he pastors a church in Manhattan.
他是曼哈顿一座教会的牧师。
Actually, he's written several books. I was actually familiar with him.
他也写过几本书，我也跟他很熟。
And he tweeted this message. He says, "Walking down Broadway and 22nd Street just now, I ran into a gay marriage parade."
他说当我经过百老汇和22街交叉的时候呢，遇到了同性恋大游行。
Two men walked by and spat on me.
两个同性恋从我旁边经过，朝我吐口水。
I deserve worse.
那我想，好吧，不管怎么样我该得的可能会有更糟糕的待遇，那我也活该。
Now, I don't actually have a Twitter account, but I went actually to the Twitter feed to look at some of the responses to his tweet.
所以我就去他的 Twitter 网站去查看后面的人有没有什么回应。
And actually, the majority of responses attack the priest.
Yeah, 这些回应中间大多数都攻击这个牧师。
People called him a liar.
他们叫他是骗子。
They said, no way would anyone spit on a priest.
他说绝对不可能有人朝牧师吐口水。
He's just trying to rile up opposition to our newfound freedom.
Yeah, 你这么说只是想要干扰我们这样的自由权。
So I think for most of us, we would think, you know, the last person who would tell a lie is a priest.
可能很多人觉得牧师应该是最不会撒谎的人。
And actually, in a subsequent tweet, he actually extended forgiveness and grace to those who spat on him.
他后面又发了一条推特信息，就是他愿意饶恕那些朝他吐口水的人。
Also, in some of the northwest.States in Washington and in Oregon.
那还有在西北的，像华盛顿州和俄勒冈州。
They've passed laws that ban discrimination against gays and lesbians.
他们通过一个法案禁止歧视同性恋者。
And so the owners of this bakery, Sweet Cakes,
这样一个糕点店的主人。
Were approached by a lesbian couple and wanted them to bake a cake and do bakery for their wedding.
有一天呢，一对女同性恋来到这个店里邀他们为他们的婚礼做一个蛋糕。
And so the owners, being Christians, decided and told them that, you know, because they don't agree with gay marriage, they would not bake the cake.
蛋糕店的主人说，因为他们不赞同性恋婚姻，所以他们不会为他们做这个蛋糕。
And they gladly referred them out to other bakeries in the area.
然后推荐他们去其他的糕点店。
But the couple had submitted a formal complaint.
可是这对同性恋人呢，他们就递交了一个正式的提诉。
And just a couple of days ago, the verdict came in.
几天前法院的判决下来了。
And they were fined, I believe, $135,000.
$135,000. 他们被罚了$135,000.
Because they caused emotional distress.
因为理由是他们让人造成了精神上的骚扰。
And they were ordered not to say anything against the ruling.
法院也禁止他们对这个判决有任何的异议。
And so this particular family actually did speak against the ruling.
当然，这个家庭还是站出来讲出他们的意见。
And so now they're in danger of being in contempt of court and could even face further fines.
所以他们面临可能就是进一步的裁决，可能有更多的罚款。
And I suspect this will wind its way through the courts.
我担心这个可能整个事情最后要闹到打官司。
But nonetheless, I think some of these illustrations show us that even here in America, being a Christian will become increasingly difficult.
但是所有这些事例都表明即使是在美国，你要做一个基督徒会成为一个越来越难的事情。
And I think even in spite of what we may be going through, the reaction of the priest is a good one.
Yeah, 但是不管怎么样，我想刚才那个牧师的反应呢是好的。
That we still continue to seek to glorify God and extend grace and peace to our enemies.
Yeah, 我们仍然要寻求荣耀神，对我们的仇敌，我们要饶恕，要去爱他们。
The last phrase here is to live our time as foreigners here in reverent fear.
这节经文我们最后想分享的是敬畏的心。
Believers are not to be scared of God. We have no reason to be scared of Him.
基督徒不应当害怕神，我们没有理由害怕他。
We have His promise that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
因为神应许我们说，没有什么能将他的爱跟我们隔绝。
Fearing God means having such reverence for Him.
敬畏神意味着我们是从心里敬畏他。
That it has a great impact on the way we live.
能够深远地影响我们的生活。
Our lives.
我们的生命。
The fear of God is respecting Him, obeying Him, submitting to His discipline.
敬畏神意味着我们敬拜他。顺服他，顺服他的管教。
And worshiping him in awe.
以敬畏的心来崇拜他。
And so we need not fear.
所以我们不要恐惧。
But we should have a reverent respect for God as we come before him in worship.
但是我们要怀着敬畏的心来到他的面前敬拜。
And we're called to stand in awe of our awesome God.
神呼召我们说以敬畏的心站立在神面前。
And I like the hymn that was penned by Moses and Miriam after the people of God parted the Red Sea.
我喜欢的一首诗歌是在出埃及记里边当他们过了红海以后，摩西和 Miriam 所唱的一首歌。
And in Exodus 15, beginning in verse 12, it says, "You stretch out your right hand, and the earth swallows your enemies."
第十二节说，你伸出右手，地便吞灭他们。
In your unfailing love, you will lead the people that you have redeemed.
你凭慈爱领了你所属的百姓。
In your strength, you will guide them to your holy place.
你凭能力引他们到了你的圣所。
And so this hymn points to God's power that He can even defeat the enemies of the Egyptians.
所以这首诗歌告诉我们神的能力他击败了埃及人。
But nonetheless, God shows his unfailing love and guidance to those he leads and loves.
然而对他所带领的他所爱的人他有永远的慈爱。
And so we are to acknowledge God's power in awe and reverence.
所以我们要看到神的能力敬畏他。
And so where does this leave us?
所以我们今天的结论是什么呢?
Well, I like this this final slide, and I think it captures it well. Love God, pursue holiness.
所以我喜欢这张幻灯片，就是爱神，追求圣洁。
Because as we have seen, it is our holiness begins with our love for God.
因为我们刚才已经看到，圣洁的开端是我们爱神。
Loving and serving our Heavenly Father.
要我们爱我们天上的父来服侍他。
Who seeks for our good in all things.
要他寻求我们的好处。
And desiring that we live a holy life as He is holy.
要我们要过一个圣洁的生活，因为我们的神是圣洁的。
Living as foreigners.
我们要像一个寄居的人过着世上的日子。
Standing in awe of God.
怀着敬畏的心站在神面前。
And giving Him the glory in all things.
将一切的荣耀归给他。
And so as we seek to walk with the Lord this week,
当我们这周寻求来与神同行的时候,
let us seek to live a life that's holy, pleasing to God.
我们要寻求一个圣洁的讨神喜悦的生活。
Let us seek to live a life of holiness, set apart from the world.
我们寻求一个圣洁的生活, 与这个世界分别开来。
And relying on His strength to work a change in our lives.
让我们依靠神的能力来改变我们的生命。
We give Him the glory through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
我们通过耶稣基督将荣耀都归给他。